Radio. Sounds to me like we're going to have a breaking bulletin when that music comes on. But we do have a breaking bulletin. We have Dr. Feynman on the air. Hey, Dr. Feynman.
That's a breaking bulletin?
Well, for us in Marion, Ohio, it is. A smart person.
That's nice to hear.
Smart person from Florida. There aren't a lot of those down there right now.
Okay, but do I have charisma? I heard you say charisma.
I think you have a little charisma there, yes.
I've been told by some people at lectures that I have charisma. I don't know if I do, though. I'm not egocentric enough to care whether people think I do, but it's nice when somebody says it.
Well, I'm going to respond to one of our callers right before who asked if you were going to come on. So obviously, he's concerned. He likes to listen to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think I heard someone say that. Yeah.
And he also asked me why I was not running for office. And I didn't get the answer in before he got off the air, before we had to go off the air. So I'm going to tell him right now. I am 76 years old. Or I will be 76 years old in 2 weeks. And
you will be 76 very soon, right?
May 27th. And so I'm
August 27th, yeah.
No,
yeah.
May 27th. And I'm going to... My teeth are getting too long to be in politics anymore.
Actually, well, what day is your birthday again?
May 27th.
August?
No, May.
Oh, May 27th. Yeah, actually, I have it down, yeah. I'm going to be out of town, though, starting Thursday. I'm going to visit my son, David, in D.C.
Yeah, said that. Yeah.
So, but I'll probably send you birthday greetings on the 25th.
Well, you don't have to.
In person and maybe on Facebook, you know.
As opposed to a greeting, send me cash.
That's funny.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you something. I would accept some cash if anybody offers to me from the station for 5 years of dedicated service.
I think we owe it to you. Yeah, I think
yes.
We should.
I'm not holding my breath.
Because I've been here for 3 years, and I haven't gotten anything, so.
Oh, you only did 3 years, so I'm a veteran compared to you, huh?
You are an old-timer, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think you are a touch older than I am, aren't you?
Well, I'm 77 as of last December, so we're about a year and 5 months apart, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay, but you're better looking, so it doesn't
matter. Well, I don't know about that. You know, you seem to be knocking yourself.
Well, thank you. Boy, I tell you what, it just never stops, does it?
Oh my God, unbelievable, yeah.
Why are the Republican candidates now saying they will not debate with Democrats? And matter of fact, they're just flat out running away from the media.
Because they're authoritarian oriented. The Republican Party is a dangerous party. It is no longer a mainstream party. It's one thing to be a conservative party, but actually responsible conservatives have backed away from the Republican Party, but plenty of them. And, you know, and the fact is the party is only interested in putting Donald Trump in power, or the disgraceful, and I'm sorry I'm using the word, Scott, but the word is disgraceful, people that back him, like Ted Cruz, who, again, is one of the most horrendous people that's ever been in public life. And there are a lot of bad ones, but Ted Cruz is really on a short list with Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and a few others, that they just think that they don't have to be accountable to anybody. And to have Ted Cruz say that people marching peacefully at the homes of Supreme Court justices is worse than what happened on January 6th.
That's
a very sick, mentally ill person that Ted Cruz could say that. There's no comparison to what happened on January 6th, 2021, to peaceful marches and demonstrations at the homes of Supreme Court justices. It's just, I can't believe he even said it, but he has no ethics, no morals, no scruples.
Well, do you think if the Republicans take over at least the Senate, do you think that they will basically no longer speak to the media? No, unless it could be ONN whatever it is, OAN, or...
Well, they don't really much speak to even CNN anymore, and they won't speak to MSNBC. It's really a scary thing. It reminds me of what's going on in the Philippines, where the son of Ferdinand Marcos now is in power, and is going to bring back the old dictatorship of his mother and father. And it shows how many people are ignorant or unaware of history, and how they just like a charismatic figure, someone who arouses their emotions rather than their reason. And it's really scary that we're moving in that direction like the Philippines are now.
Why aren't people afraid of dictators? I would think anybody who looks at history is going to be afraid of dictators. Every dictator we've ever had in the history of the world has turned out to be a rotten person.
Well, because they don't know history, and they don't care to, and they love their biases, and religion's a lot of it, where we have so-called good Christians, end quote, who are not good Christians, don't preach the teachings of Jesus, and the evangelical movement has a lot of responsibility for what's going on.
You did know that Jesus was a Jew, didn't you?
Yes, of course Jesus was Jewish, but yet the Catholic Church was anti-Semitic until the 1960s. That's another hypocrisy.
There are people that don't... When I say something like that, they look at me like I'm an idiot. Of course
no,
he was a Jew.
No, you're not an idiot. You're absolutely correct.
Oh, it drives me crazy, the ignorance of the American... Why are we so ignorant? The American public.
Well, that's the whole thing. These Republicans don't want people to be educated about the truth of history or the truth of science, like Ron DeSantis in Florida is doing. And that is the kind of thing that helps promote dictatorship and authoritarianism. Yeah. And it's got to be resisted all the way. And this week on my blog, I've been doing a lot of things about this. Like I did yesterday, I said, Republicans at it again, out to destroy Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Rick Scott of Florida is one of those promoting that. I also wrote the day before, right-wing and Republicans gone mad, the threat to destroy modern times. They want to get rid of everything that's ever happened in the modern period, the 20th century and the 21st century, and let evangelical religion dominate. And that is really horrifying and cannot be allowed to occur. And also, that we have a basic on the courts, a conservative counter-revolution against 20th century, 21st century constitutional law. Is very alarming. And, you know, the fact is, the Supreme Court nominees lied, and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski were tricked.
Yeah.
They're supposedly pro-choice, but now apparently they're not going to vote on that side today. So they really are not truly pro-choice, as they say they are. It's so disillusioning what's going on in this country, and yet there are so many people who just don't seem to care.
It seems that the Republican Party likes to, or for that matter, all the world likes to throw names at people. They like pigeonholing people. Well, I can pigeonhole what I would call that particular Republican group of leaders as reactionary. They are, you know, which is the opposite of progressive.
And well, they're reactionaries, yes. It's really a fascist orientation, and how people can sit back, but they don't know what fascism is. That's the whole thing. People don't have knowledge of reality, so... amazing.
I've been doing a lot of
things are going, and it's very disturbing, and it's very stressful. It's more stressful, I think, now than it ever was over the years, because you can't even say that most of these Republicans in public office are even decent people. They're basically evil. They're evil, not just bad. They're evil. They're willing to destroy civil liberties and civil rights, take us back to the 18th centuries. The Constitutional Convention, and say, well, abortion is not in the Constitution. Well, a lot of things are not in the Constitution.
Right.
Women's rights are not in the Constitution. Slavery is in the Constitution. I guess they think we should be back in the time of slavery. They act as if nothing is isn't in the Constitution. Well, I got to tell you, the fact is, political parties are not in the Constitution. Cabinet offices are not in the Constitution.
Is that right?
A myriad of many things. So we're going to go back to just 1787 to original. This is insanity.
What brought... I didn't know that political parties were not in the Constitution, but I guess I should have...
Political parties did not exist until Washington's second term in 1794, and Hamilton and Jefferson, both members of his cabinet, had... big disagreements over domestic and foreign policy, and they formed political parties, the Democratic Republicans of Jefferson and Madison, and the Federalist Party of Hamilton and John Adams, although Washington didn't like parties and never called himself a Federalist, but he agreed with Hamilton on most issues. But that's when political parties began. When the Constitutional Convention took place and the ratification of the Constitution, there were people opposed to the Constitution's ratification, but there were no political parties, and Washington had no opposition when he was the first president of the United States to be elected twice.
Now, that the Federalist Party, is that the precursor for the Federalist Papers that we have now?
Yes, exactly. Hamilton, John Jay, and James Madison authored the 85 essays known as the Federalist Papers, calling for ratification of the Constitution. Now we have a Federalist Society, which makes you think, oh, it's the same thing. Well, the Federalist Society is a right-wing extreme group that wants originalism only, meaning the way it was in 1787. They don't want to update anything. They don't want modern times. They don't want to, that's why you left it to them. They would put women back in the bedroom and the kitchen and put blacks maybe back into segregation, if not slavery. And they have no problem with the fact of the mass murder of Native Americans and the mistreatment of Jews, Catholics, and Asian Americans. I mean, it's horrifying what they're trying to do, and yet I'm not sure the American people are going to get the message.
Well, with what's going on with Roe versus Wade right now, is it a very far step to take the vote away from women?
Well, if they don't have the right to their own bodies, and if a 12-year-old girl gets raped or has incest, and believe me, it happens more than people think. It's not that small, as the Mississippi governor, Tate Reeves, says, only 1%. Well, even 1% is 1% too much.
Yes.
But the fact is it happens. Brothers, have sex with their sisters or fathers with their daughters, things like that. It's disgusting. And they should have to have children, or either they're raped on a date or whatever happens. Well, why should anybody be told they have to have a baby because they had sex that they didn't want? And also, if a woman is not able to afford a child, she should not have to go through 9 months and then the question of giving up the child or dealing with the child. This is what keeps women in poverty, and that's, I think, the goal, to put women back in their place, in quotes, meaning that they should not have any rights and they should be what they used to be, just baby factories and being in the kitchen. And that is just not acceptable, and people are not going to accept that. But now there's hints that it's going to go further, that they want to get rid of contraceptives. They want to make contraceptives illegal. Can you imagine that?
Well, I heard some of them. I didn't believe it, and then my wife pulled up a quote directly from one of the current big-time Republicans that basically said, yes, that was something they would consider. Yeah.
And also this talk about gay marriage. They would like to repeal gay marriage. Now, again, I say, with gay marriage or even interracial marriage, you don't have to agree personally. It's none of your or my damn business who marries who, as long as they're adults. And if two people of different races want to marry, or two men or two women want to marry, it's nobody else's business. And since these were granted, whether it was right or wrong, this is the advancement of time of the Warren Court, and since the Warren Court period, the fact is you don't take back rights already granted, and that's what's going on with abortion rights, and it's simply unacceptable, and I don't know what can be done, but it's not going to be accepted, and hopefully it'll have an effect on the midterm elections, but I don't know, because an awful lot of people are only looking at inflation, and I know it's high, but that is not the fault of any president, that is the timing. Don't forget there's a war against between Russia and Ukraine, has a big effect. The fact is, it's not Joe Biden's fault. It would not have been Donald Trump's fault or anybody else. It's just timing. But of course, people only think of the pocketbook at the moment, and they'll overlook the important things, which are much more than just money. But that's the problem we face. And we have intelligent people who are going around saying Joe Biden's the worst president ever, which he is certainly not. He's not the best president ever, but to say he's worse than Donald Trump, are you kidding? In foreign and domestic policy, that he's worse, or that he's worse than Richard Nixon or George W. Bush, these people don't know their history, or they choose to ignore it.
Well, I think there's a lot of selective choice of what people like to think about and what they don't. All you have to do is listen to some of the talking points that are thrown out, and they're filled with quarter truths, you know. It's not quite the way the facts are.
Well, it's because of the right-wing talk radio, like OANN, One American News Network, finally agrees that these two women in Georgia that have been harassed all along did not do anything wrong in the vote count, and they apologize because of a lawsuit after a year and a half. And they're even worse than Fox News Channel. But on Fox News Channel, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity are really outrageous to the extent they lie and they back Russia against Ukraine. And it's hard to believe. And all they care about is making money and having their audience, and they lie through their teeth constantly. And yet we have so many people who are gullible, and they just accept what people say.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we need a more educated populace.
But the goal of Ron DeSantis is don't let people be educated.
No.
Don't let them learn about racial history. Oh, my God, it'll make them feel bad. Well, it might make you feel bad. Doesn't mean you're going to say, I'm responsible for it. But it should make young people feel bad so that they don't have a country in the future that's as racist as it has been much of the time in the past. There's not, the same thing with sexuality. You're not going to stop somebody who's a kid from becoming gay if they know or they feel they are gay. And this whole idea of trying to interfere with textbooks and math of all things, and generally just with the idea that if you don't talk about sex, it'll never come up. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't.
That's what parents tried to do to all of us when we were younger. Just don't talk about it, and then it'll go away.
But some parents actually make life difficult for their kids who turn out not to be straight. And that's why they have to be able to go to other adults like teachers. But now they're being told you can't do that.
Yeah.
This is going to promote more suicides and all that. It's horrendous. You're not going to, you cannot go to somebody and say, you can't be gay or lesbian. You can't do that. You know, any more than you can say to someone, you're black or you're Asian or whatever. It's the same thing. You can't wipe it out by just declaring it illegal. And you know, we don't have to agree personally, but if we have a child like that, we have to allow him or her to be what he is, because otherwise it leads to suicides or drug addiction and other things. And the parents really are responsible for it in many cases because they go by their religious views, which are totally against Jesus Christ.
Well, it is interesting how many people are totally against a person being gay until they find out their own child is gay.
Yes, and also there are people, especially Republicans, that turn out that they condemn gays, and then we hear about pastors that actually had affairs with boys or men, or else we have people who are in other fields, and they end up, oh my God, they actually, you know, are lying about their own reality. It's a lot of hypocrisy.
Yeah, and the hypocrisy of it all is what just drives me nuts. The fact that,
look at Madison Cawthorn.
Yeah.
Clear, he's a loose cannon, and he certainly sounds like he's both ways, bi, and that's his business, but it's ridiculous, the things that are coming out about him, you know, and how he took advantage of women, and now he took advantage of his age, who's 23 and he's 26, and has these pictures of him having oral sex with him, and things like that, and, you know, and these are people promoting ethical values, as Republicans do, and nobody says anything much about it, but if a Democrat found out to be, oh my God, it's the end of the world, or somebody who's a liberal was found to be that way, it's just infuriating.
All right, you and I could beat this one to death, I'm sure. But
yes, it's very frustrating, yes.
Let's get on to the thing. Did you watch the 60-minute interview with Mark Esper?
Yes.
How in the world can we not have the former president in jail right now?
He should be, but it's not going to be that easy. You know, we're going to have the hearings and the testimony in June. We'll see what happens. But of course, if the Republicans gain control, at least of the House, and get the Senate, then they're going to stop the investigation. And I consider everybody who's trying to prevent any investigation is a traitor. That's what they are. They should all be in prison, including Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, you know, the one in your area, and all the others. And I again salute Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for their courage.
Yeah, they do. That's one of the things I always thought that a politician should have courage. We are very short of courage, especially on the Republican side of the ticket right now.
Yeah, and they all lie. I mean, Kevin McCarthy lied. We have all those tapes now of what he said. We know what Lindsey Graham said. We know everybody. And yet they lied, and they caught at it, and they keep on lying.
I don't understand how they can, with a straight face, continue to talk to the public.
Because there's enough gullible people who love Trump and don't give a damn and don't really care if people were killed or injured or there was feces on the walls or, you know, there was bloodshed and violence. For Ted Cruz to say that what happened with these people peacefully marching near the homes of the justices is worse than what happened on January 6th, he should be arrested for that alone. That's not freedom of speech. That's like shouting fire in a crowded theater. It really is.
Don't you think that, for some reason or other, we've gotten to the situation where people, I don't think they really believe this stuff. No, I think they really believe this stuff. I think they've convinced themselves in their minds to believe the BS that's being told them, but I don't understand how we can get...
They're brainwashed, as you would say. Brainwashed, and... A lot of them are not reachable, and it's not a majority of the country, but it's at least 30-35%. And it's, imagine them and the effect they have on their kids. If they have children. It's just obscene, you know?
I have next week, not this week, but next week I'm going to play, because it's an open, I'm allowed to play it on the air because it's not copyrighted, about a 10-minute thing on why smart people can't get stupid people to listen to them or do anything.
I can't hear you too well enough. Speak up a little bit. I'm sorry.
It's a speech by a professor on why smart people can't get stupid people to do anything.
Well, a lot of people don't like people who are professors or have a lot of degrees because they think you're an elitist.
Yeah, I understand that, but... I guess, and I think some professors act like elitists, but I don't think most of them do. I think most of them are pretty down to earth. The ones I've had are, yeah. Now they are smarter than me, or at least I think they are, in their field, but doesn't mean they're smarter than I am in other.
Oh, of course
areas.
Not. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh well. So you believe that Mark Esper's stuff where he admitted that President Trump told them to go out and can't they shoot the demonstrators in the legs? You know what I'm expecting to hear? I'm expecting to hear some Republican come out and say, well, it wasn't that bad. He just wanted to shoot them in the legs.
Well, a lot of these people on the far right don't care about whether people are killed or wounded. Yeah, they don't care.
I guess.
Ted Cruz doesn't care. Josh Hawley does not care.
Boy, I hope
a lot of these people do not care. They don't.
I hope that's not true.
Well, it is true, especially for the people I mentioned. And look, we have in Florida a law that people, you know, can actually run over someone who's blocking a road. You know, I'm telling you, we have an authoritarian fascist governor, and he's out of control completely. And he's as arrogant as anybody could be, and he keeps on when he signs bills, showing it to everybody like show and tell. And he's trying to be a mini Trump, and he's not going to be stopped even if Trump runs. He's going to challenge him. He is determined to be the next president, and if he is, then democracy is dead and gone.
How in the world can your legislators justify...
Because they're Republican-dominated, that's why.
Well, I mean, what do they say when somebody says, well, that's murder, driving over them?
Because they don't see it that way. If you're in the way of what the government thinks should be allowed, and they want to restrict people's civil liberties, I mean, this is fascism, it really is, but they don't see that.
Well, that's exactly...
Well, they don't want to see it. I have known people who feel that way. I can't talk to them. You know, they're just impossible, you know?
Yeah, I'm lucky. I don't know anybody that is that far out of kilter with what morality is. That's what we seem to have lost in the United States in the past 6 or 7 years is morality. Now, maybe it was gone before that, but we had a president come in that allowed people not to be moral because he wasn't moral, but I don't know. Now, Scott thinks that President Trump had a lot of charisma, and I think you have to say he did, and does with a certain segment of the population. So, do you think he'll be able to run in 2024?
Trump.
Yeah.
Well, he might be able to. I don't think he will. But it doesn't mean because he's not there that his impact on these other Republicans who obey him it'll probably make them even more dangerous, because they'll say, Trump isn't running, but I'm following his ideas. If he runs, it gets more complicated. Yeah. But I think he's too lazy. He doesn't really want the job. What he probably would like is that the House goes Republican and that the Republicans don't pick Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. They make him Speaker, because anybody, not necessarily a member of the House of Representatives, anyone legally could be Speaker of the House. So they can make Trump two heartbeats away from the presidency. And then I'd have to worry about the health and well-being of our president and vice president, because I wouldn't put it past Trumpites to try to assassinate them both, God forbid, and put him into the White House before the term ends. Anything is possible. It's happened in other countries.
What a horrible thing to think of. Yes, it has. And that's why we have to fight this, because that's what has happened to lots of other countries. Oh, shoot. I just let my... I was moving my thing around, my finger around my phone, and I just cut off all my questions.
What I don't understand is, and I was going to say, why did Mark Esper and all these other people work for Trump and then left? Why did they not speak up while he was still in office? So why did they wait till they published a book where they're going to make money on it? Why not realize this is a threat to all of us and don't just look at it as a moneymaker?
Well, let's talk about that. Why would somebody... I can understand why somebody would want to stay in and be a guardrail. The thing that makes it questionable is he stayed in as a guardrail, and I'm putting that in air quotes, while writing a book about it. To make himself very wealthy, I'm sure.
Yes.
That book is going to sell out, I'm sure.
Well, maybe it'll sell, but I think a lot of people are so disgusted. They know the main points that have come out in news articles. They don't necessarily have to buy the book and read it. So I'm not sure it's going to be as much of a seller as people think. But, of course, it'll sell enough because he was Secretary of Defense, but not necessarily as much as we might think.
Do you think any Republicans will buy that book? Or will
well, the ones who have enough intelligence to read, there's a lot of them don't, so what average people.
Oh, that's horrible.
I don't know, it's hard to say, but when you have a name, you do sell. Look, I published two books, I sold a few thousand copies, but I'm not famous, so it didn't get the kind of sales that somebody who's a public figure gets. That, yeah. Whether you're good or bad, if you're a public figure, so when people know, you sell much better.
Yeah, I can understand that. Also, you get more votes if you're a public figure.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
You get more votes if you're a public figure.
Well, yes.
If you have a show on TV that...
Yes. That's why a person like Tucker Carlson's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
He should be in prison, though.
Do you think he legitimately believes in the crap that comes out of his mouth?
Probably not, but he is a person who takes advantage and loves to stimulate animosity in people. You know, and he's actually a very sadistic, I think.
How do you mean? I don't understand that.
Sadistic, meaning he likes making people uncomfortable and lying and laughs at it. You can see how he laughs on his show when I've watched it a few times.
Yeah.
I think he's got mental issues. I really think he does. He has no ethics, morality, or scruples at all.
I bet you enjoy listening to Trump's niece, who is a psychiatrist, I believe.
Mary Trump.
Yeah, Mary
Trump. I don't listen to her that much, but I've read and know what she has said. But, you know, yeah. Well, because he's really a danger to everybody, and, you know, and yet, you know, he's still out there. But when people try to say that Joe Biden is demented, believe me, nothing like Trump. He's not perfect. He stumbles sometimes. But to have Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who committed Medicare fraud and should have been in prison, not governor and senator from Florida, to accuse him of that, it's just such an extreme. The man he's another outrageous individual, Rick Scott.
How do we get so many people like that?
Because they have money, and they get away with what they do, whether it's financial or sexual. So many cases. Like, look what happened You know, in many of these cases where people, somebody was not nominated in some, I forgot what state, and had murdered his wife, he's in prison. I mean, people don't care about sexual things anymore, like they did when Gary Hart lost his chance to be president back in 1987. Starting with Bill Clinton, Donald Trump onward, and it's really both sides, it doesn't seem to affect people. They don't care, but that's really a lack of ethics and morality.
Yeah, and that's the religious segment of our population rails against being anti-immoral, but we have lost.
They are.
We have lost our morality. The country has lost.
Yes, we have. Yeah, I'm glad that you came to understand that in your own growth and development.
Well, I find myself a very moral atheist. I really do.
Yeah.
I find myself very moral.
Well, I still say I'm Jewish, but I'm a skeptic. And you know, and I say, you don't have to go to synagogue and obey all the rules and laws in order to be a good person in your religion. You don't have to.
Let's talk about the stock market plunge.
The stock market is having a rough time, and a lot of it has to do with Russia-Ukraine, because the grain supplies are going to be in great shortage. We're going to have great increases in wheat prices, and that's a lot of the economy.
Do you think that
we have some good things. The unemployment rate is low. The number of jobs created is high.
Yeah.
We've had more jobs created, but inflation is a problem, and a majority of people only look at the gas prices and the food prices, and they don't care if the country goes down the tubes as long as they have low expenses. I mean, I'm sorry, that's the only thing they care about. And I care about it, but you got to go beyond that.
Yeah. Now, do you think that there are people in the higher positions, the corporate heads, that are taking advantage of this?
Of course. The corporations always do.
Yeah.
And now we have Rick Scott saying average middle class and poor people have to pay more taxes rather than people who are billionaires and multimillionaires,
like
Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. That is outrageous. And even Mitch McConnell has backed away from that. You know, Rick Scott's off on his own for the moment. Of course, if they win control of the Senate, they probably would indeed try to do that. And they all talk about, particularly Rick Scott, about phasing out Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. I wrote about that on my blog. That's been talked about since the 1930s for Social Security, the 1960s for Medicare and Medicaid. Republicans, not all, but many, and now more than ever, want to destroy these programs, and they call it socialism. But what about all the, quote, socialism of how they treat big business and give them all kinds of favors and tax cuts and things like that?
I'm going to have to get my, what was it called? Paperwork that you have to go to different countries. A visa? No.
What's that?
I'm trying to remember the word of the paperwork that you have to do to go to other countries. Anyway.
A passport.
Yeah. I'm going to have to give myself a passport because I see myself moving to Canada.
Canada is, it's very cold.
Well, I would rather cold than rotten. All right.
Well, also, many people say Costa Rica in Central America is very stable. I think it is, yeah.
I've been to Costa Rica in my lifetime, and it wasn't stable when I was there, so.
When was that? In the military?
Yeah.
But it has a reputation of being the most democratic, in quotes, nation in the Western Hemisphere, other than the U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
Maybe not specifically at that point, but overall, compared to its neighbors, it is more stable.
Well,
a lot of retired people go there.
And it's warm. It's warm down there.
A lot of retired people, quite a few retired people do move to Costa Rica, yes.
And the only problem with that is that we're far enough away from my son and my daughter that I'm not sure.
Look, I thought about some rediscussion with Florida politics, but I said, where are we going to move to?
Yeah.
And I have my house paid off, and anywhere else is going to be probably, in the Northeast, more expensive, going back to cold weather, which I haven't had since 1989. And, honestly, when I look back in New York, New York may be Democratic, not Republican, but their governors have not been that great. And I wouldn't say that everything in New York politics is that great. I mean, it's different. It's better, in quotes, but it's not good. And really, there's, I don't think there's any ideal place.
You're a tough old bird.
That's the way you are.
You're a tough old bird. You can handle the cold.
Well, it'd be hard, because when I went back to the inauguration of Obama in 2009 with my son, it was like 36 degrees, and it was tough on me, and that's 14 years ago. And that's why in 2020, when Joe Biden got elected, before we knew about January 6th, I talked to my son about coming, and he said, "Dad, you're 12 years old, and forget it," because I was really in my 70s. Back then, in 2008, I was, 64, but it was tough, just being in cold weather, that's why whenever I go to visit him, it's always in the spring or summer.
Okay, let's get back. Now, Roe versus Wade has been the talk of all the channels. I don't care which channel you look at.
Yes.
For the last 2 weeks. If Roe is turned down, if it's repealed, do you see, as I'm afraid I see, that just as the beginning domino of several things?
The tip of the iceberg, as they say, yes. Including getting rid of gay marriage, gay rights,
contraception,
things like that, yes.
How can you get rid of contraception? You don't even know whether... I suppose you could get rid of the manufacturer of the contraception.
Well, the argument is that you wouldn't be allowed to... I guess they would ban the purchase or manufacture of such things. But what that does is it first of all creates more pregnancies of people who can't afford children or don't want. It's ridiculous. It's interfering with people's privacy in their own bedroom or wherever they are. It's obscene, but this is the fanaticism of the religious right. They're totally nuts, and yet many of them are not obeying their own rules, and they are involved in exploiting of women or even of boys and men, not always just straight people, it's also gay. And there's so many cases of that in the past. It's obscene, it really is.
Well, getting rid of contraceptive pills, getting rid of the morning after pill, all that, as far as I see, is pro-life, because you're not allowing
an unwanted pregnancy.
It's not becoming life. You're stopping it before.
But it's supposed to let things be natural, is what these characters would say.
Oh, well, natural. Oh, Jesus. Excuse me.
And meanwhile, there are people who have ectopic pregnancies where they grow outside the womb, other kinds of issues, and even they, under this, in many states like Louisiana and Missouri, would have to go through to the birth. If this is crazy, it's going to kill many women.
Well, now, my daughter-in-law and son had beautiful twin boys, and I'm glad they did. But had she had to carry all the fetuses, that she had five. In her.
Is this your daughter-in-law and son in Ohio?
Yeah.
And so they had how many children?
She had five viable.
But he only had twins.
Well, because they had the others aborted, basically.
They were not sustainable.
No. She's only 4'11".
Was there a history of multiple births in your family or her family?
No, they had wanted to get pregnant and couldn't, and this was a fertility.
No, but I'm saying, was there any twin or multiple birth history on either side?
No. It was, no.
No?
No. So anyway,
that's weird that you had five quintuplets, basically, when neither side had ever had even twins, huh?
That's right.
That is worse.
They blamed it on the fertility medicine that they were using to get pregnant, so...
Oh, boy. But imagine that they would have said, you have to go through with the five, and it might have killed her.
It would have killed her, yeah. As a matter of fact...
This is why you don't get involved in telling women what to do with their body.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, you don't. And it doesn't matter whether you or I agree if somebody has an abortion. It's none of our business.
And my daughter-in-law is a pretty devout Mennonite, which is a pretty far-right church.
What does she think about this, though, about abortion rights being taken away?
Well, she's a nurse as well, so she knows a lot more than most people.
Is she supportive of what the court's going to do, or she's against
it? Absolutely not. No.
She's against?
Yeah.
And yet you say she's pretty conservative.
Yeah.
Hmm, That's weird. But then she doesn't agree with many conservatives and evangelicals.
Just because you're conservative doesn't mean you're stupid.
Well, but you see conservatives, many of them just go along with the flow, as they say.
Well, I don't think all of them do, but as a matter of fact, I don't think most of them do. I think there are a lot of people that are sitting on their hands and biting their tongues right now. I really do.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe the Democrats will overcome history and they will retain control of the House and Senate. I'm praying for that.
Yeah.
But if you go by history, it's unlikely. Maybe the Senate, but the House is going to be very hard. But I'm hopeful that they can keep control. But then we might have the Republicans saying the elections are stolen in different seats, and they could create a problem over who they seat. You know, so it's you know, because they're trying to prevent fair elections by these secretaries of state, that they want to get people in that are going to fix the election results. So it's really a nightmare situation we have.
It is indeed, and I'm not sure what to even say about it on my show, because... Well, when I run this lecture, that it's only a 10-minute bit, talking about why intelligent people should not even try to change the mind of ignorant people, it'll make some things clear. It's made a lot of things clear to me, but it also has made me really frustrated, because you would think you could help people understand, but they don't want to hear it, so I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, meanwhile, I wanted to bring up the issue.
Yeah.
Housing prices are out of sight, particularly everywhere. Florida really has become that way.
Well, California the same way, yeah.
California and a lot of places. And it's going to cause more and more homelessness. People, particularly single mothers with children without a man around, who can't pay the rent anymore, their rent's doubling, and they're going to be on the street in cars or whatever. You know, it's really terrible. And we don't see... our governors caring about that in these Republican states. We don't see Republicans in Congress caring about that. All they care about is abortion and all these other things that are wedge issues.
Well,
it's really horrifying to think we're going to have more and more homelessness. It's a cancer on America, as I write.
How do you think the government could help lower the cost of housing? I never see any low-cost housing units being...
We need to have more low-cost housing.
Yeah.
And honestly, as in New York City, over the years, rent controls. So people cannot raise rents, landlords, more than, say, 5% at a time.
Yeah.
Because in many cases, I'm seeing on TV and elsewhere, they raise it 50%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's insane. Nobody should have the right to do that.
Yeah.
Even if you're an owner of properties, nobody should be able to raise it crazily. That's because that's throwing people on the street, and it's just not right.
Well, I think I mentioned to you last week that my youngest son out in California would like to have a child. They would adopt because they're 40 years old, but. Now they can't adopt because they don't own their house. Now their parents own the property that it's on, but and own the house, but the state of California won't allow them to adopt.
What?
If they don't own their own, if they don't.
You're saying renters cannot adopt?
Well, that's they're not renting. That's the other problem, because they're living in a home that's been donated to them, basically. They're struggling to get...
But you're saying even if they were renting, renters cannot... I can't believe that.
No, renters can, but they're...
Well, they need to change the legal definition of where they live.
Well, that's what they're working at right now. Even if they only pay mom and dad $1 a month or something.
They need to do something legally, yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible to hear that.
Crazy. It is crazy. Anyway, so they're working at it, and they'll figure it out. My son's a pretty smart boy. He's not a boy anymore. He's 40, I guess.
Well, of course. Yes.
All right. Well, we're down to our last 3 minutes. Last 3 minutes. Is there anything that we need to talk about before we get... Oh, I do want to mention to people that are listening right now, tomorrow we'll have Dr. Marilyn Coleman on. We're going to talk about gardening during my program tomorrow morning.
Oh, good.
Anyway, is there anything we need to talk about?
Well, we did have a defeat saw Trump in Nebraska with the guy he backed for governor did not get nominated, while the congressman they wanted in West Virginia did, but he finally had a loss. This person, of course, had been involved with sexual harassment charges, including by a Republican state assemblywoman in Nebraska. So he finally had a loss. But the question is, what's going to happen in future weeks, you know, as far as Trump-endorsed people like in Pennsylvania and Georgia? It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Sexual harassment, breaking the law, and lying don't seem to have an effect in that particular
part. Nope, he just denies. That's all.
Yeah.
What Trump's been doing.
Or they don't even talk about it. There are times where they've asked a question, the media asks a question about a lie that's been told, or a relationship that's been found out about, and the person just ignores them.
Well, Ron DeSantis did that. Somebody asked him a question, I don't remember what about, and he had it taken out of the press conference. By police, you know, or by,
well, that,
you know,
is,
I guess not be police, but you know, the people who, you know, that decide who can stay. That shouldn't be allowed.
That is authoritarianism, right?
Yes, he is very dangerous. He really scares me. But I think right now he might be the front runner for the Republican nomination more than Trump. And I don't think he's going to let Trump stop him. If he may, he'll just attack him and he'll try to overcome him. He may not, but if he, both of them run, it'll be very interesting. But so will all these other characters. There's so many of them that are horrendous. It's going to be a nightmare in 2024. And we don't know what Joe Biden's going to do. Is he really going to run? I don't know. We'll have to see.
If we get Trump, or we get your guy down there in Florida running, do you think the Republicans will just put clothespins on their nose and go ahead and vote for him?
Probably, mostly, yes.
My.
And I see we're just about out of time, so I want to thank you again for inviting me, and I look forward to next week.
Yeah, and people, what's your blog again?
TheProgressiveProfessor.com.
All right. We'll get people to go take a look at that, and I'm sure they'll be smarter for it, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Have a great
have a
day.
Week.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks a lot, Dr. Feynman, and we do have to get out of here. We've got about 20 seconds left to go. Thank you for listening to A Progressive Life. I'm Glenn Coble, and we had Dr. Feynman on with us. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning. We'll have Dr. Marilyn Coleman talking about gardening. All right. Have a great day.
WWGH Radio 106.